Yo, Silverback Chronicles Podcast. It's your boy Big H. I got my brother Dre.
Season 4, que lo que. Dime, mi gente. Te quiero mucho.
Triple C.
Yo.
What's good, baby?
Maintaining and chilling.
All day, every day.
Hey, yo, The Rock. Look what we got here. Yeah. It's really good.
They can't see it. Tell me.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Hey, yo, The Rock. Look what we got here. It's really good.
See what The Rock is cooking.
Right.
This is what he's cooking.
My peoples, we back another week. We appreciate you for keep tuning in. Season 4, we just rocking and rolling, keeping it busy. With no further ado, we got a special guest tonight. Our sister came on board. She's a DJ. She works for the fire department, EMT, all that good stuff. With no further ado, our lovely sister Chris is in the building. What's up, baby?
Wagwan there.
What's going down?
Wagwan, brethren.
Woo!
Little top boy action?
Yeah. What's going on? DJ P. Chris. Yeah, everybody call me Chris, though.
That's dope. You save lives. And then once they're alive and well, they could come party with you.
I mean, at the end of the day, a DJ saved your life.
All day.
Literally and figuratively.
Right.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. No, I'm so excited.
Thank you for coming on board. Thank you. So please tell the world, where you from, born and raised?
Oh my God. I'm Army Brett. I was born in Hawaii.
What?
Okay. Yeah.
Flowers today?
No flowers, no lays. Okay. Aloha. Okay. No, but Baltimore is my home at the end of the day. It's my roots, you know. Yes. Baltimore raised me. It's my people here. I lived a lot of places, but I definitely claim Baltimore. I graduated from Aberdeen, okay, Harford County. Hey, Aberdeen. Okay. I'm Army Brett.
It's all good. No,
Aberdeen get busy.
Do they? Right, the Chick-fil-A.
I think now they do.
Where they at, though?
Right.
I don't know. Everything's popping. Oh,
shout out to Washington Park. When I was in Aberdeen, that was their hood.
What?
It was an apartment complex. They like, yeah, I'm from WP, Washington Park.
Oh, shit.
It was okay. Crazy out there?
I was just at a...
I mean, it was banging.
I wish it was an emoji.
Bro, I was just at an 11U football game. Dude was like, I'm going to see y'all in the parking lot. Talk to the referee. Two dudes pulled burners. They was like, police was like, they forgot that on my son's team is the... Like the lieutenant of the squad, yo, was like, no, it's not happening.
Not tonight.
Not today.
Wow. Yeah, skip that.
Seven cars pulled up easy. Like, let's do it. Is this really what you want? Yeah, let's
get
busy.
Aberdeen right in the middle, right? Because you got Baltimore heading south.
Uh-huh.
You got Edgewood, which is like the hood of Harford County.
Okay.
But then as you continue to proceed north, you got Elkton and Rising Sun where,
what's
you
popping
know.
Out there?
KKKs, okay.
Okay.
Deadass. Yeah. That ass son.
Alive and well.
Alive and well. I used to play basketball.
They're active. They're active.
Cut it off.
So,
don't argue with the referees.
Is it really like that?
No, seriously.
Yeah.
Make sure you have
but
gas.
Aberdeen is...
Don't stop in those towns.
Keep Aberdeen for Jersey and New York.
Yeah.
That's the... You know what I mean? Because it's... Because y'all know it's so expensive when y'all came from New York. So Aberdeen is chill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And from Baltimore, they want to escape. So they met there. So that... In the 40 corridor, big drug town. Big.
Really?
That's where all the weight. But if you talk to state troopers, Trooper Ray and all that.
Because it's all 495.
Yep.
Facts.
So like, right. if I'm trying to creep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They merged the cocaine.
I mean, it's a perfect route, right?
Yes,
it runs along 95.
It's the heroin and the cocaine capital in Aberdeen.
Seriously.
And that's literally where it is.
Seriously, they're not going to advertise it because, well, you know, it's Harford County.
Yeah.
How you doing? But I mean, if it was Baltimore, you feel what I'm saying? It'd be all on the news. So it just depends on the location. But same stuff sucks. Be popping. Mm.
So what's the Baltimore you remember growing up? Was it fun? Did you have a good time?
I had a good time.
Did you do the Martin Stabs?
I live the best of both worlds, all right? I lived around Zone 15, 21215, okay?
Okay.
So I grew up at the end of Gwin Oak.
Mm-hmm.
So,
on the east side.
Was that the county?
No, that's the west side.
That's the county on the west side.
Yeah.
That's Baltimore West.
Bellevue,
North.
Wow. Belvedere, Park Heights, Reisterstown. I went to Falstaff Middle School.
Okay.
Right there, Park Heights, across from Northwestern High School. So it was like my grandparents had a nice 7-bedroom house. Grew up in a nice house, but on the next block.
So we finally have someone from the west side.
Yeah.
Because everyone we've had on, they've always said the east side is better. But like,
wow, what a tragedy.
Tell us about the West Side, like you were saying.
Much better. You get the best of both worlds. You got the nice big homes. You know what I mean? You're closer to the county. Not saying that the county is better, but you have the variety, the diversity. Okay. You know what I mean? Better schools on that side of town and everything. But, yeah, you know, Park Heights, you go from, well, yeah.
Yeah.
From one side of town to the next.
I mean, yeah.
Park Heights and Ricestown, you go from Baltimore all the way up to Pennsylvania. So you see a whole bunch of different communities along the way, I should say that.
Gotcha.
See, every continent on Park Heights.
Yeah, every single one.
So, shit, you know, like growing up, it was every continent. So you could see everybody, every language, every religion.
It's a melting pot of everything.
I don't know what to be the equivalent in New York.
I'm gonna say
but it was.
What they say? It go from Jamaica, Africa to Israel. That's what they say. Yeah, basically.
So there's no Spanish over there.
You would have found
a little bit early. Small pockets.
Not even. Right.
No, you know Baltimore is very segregated. And I think you guys know that, right? So over in Park Heights, you definitely have either you have your you have the Jewish community, and then you have on one side of Northern Parkway and the other side, you do have the Caribbean community and then, you know, and Black community and things like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Baltimore City is segregated all the way around.
You know, what's crazy. That's weird because me coming from New York and coming into Baltimore is the first time I've ever met like someone from like Nigeria.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, like in New York.
Well, in the Bronx, you never really got that, yeah.
So it's kind of like the Bronx was segregated because it was only like Dominicans, Caribbeans, and just like African Americans and like, you know, Chinese people that get the Chinese food.
Chinese food.
By the way, I hate the term African American. We Black. African American. That's a whole nother
You know what's crazy conversation. Nowadays, I don't even know what to say because it's always changing.
You want to be politically correct.
I like to say a good person that looks like me. I like to say a good person that's just a good person.
I say people of color.
Yeah.
People of color, and that's not just Black people.
I don't even like that shit.
You know, well, I don't like African American because we're so far removed. And I'm not saying that we aren't from Africa. The reason I say I'm Black and I'm proud. Okay. All of that. I know I have some ancestors that's from Africa
or
whatever.
Preach. Let me hear.
But my whole point is that we had America was such a melting pot. We have so many people that are literally from Africa.
Right.
They have first generation, second generation people that are from Africa. We are so far removed. We don't look like a lot of them because we are American. In America, we're just so mixed. Even the white people here in America, they mixed up. Right.
Yeah.
You have some people that can say, well, my ancestors were straight from Germany or from France, but you're American. You're a melting pot of so many other races.
Yeah. I love the American flag. You know what's dope about it? Like, you know, back growing up, it's like you see certain commercials about Africa.
Yeah.
And then like now, thank God to the internet.
Yes.
And then you see like Africa now. Ooh. And you're like, look at all these gorgeous women.
Yes.
Look at the music. Look at the food.
Yes.
Look at the culture. Look at the clothes. Yes. And it's like, we've been held like, you holding us back from this?
Yeah.
Yeah, the African culture, like all around, like I got good friends that are like Nigerian. Ethiopian.
Mm-hmm.
Them Ethiopian women.
Ethiopians like, and Eritreans, gorgeous.
You go to D.C.?
What?
Them Ethiopian women will be like, what is that? Like, mommy, where you from?
Yeah. Them Eritrean and Ethiopian people, because Eritrea is like across from Ethiopia.
Kenya, like.
Gorgeous.
It's just like, wait a minute, this is not the way we grew up because, you know, you see those commercials and now thank God because of the internet. And it's like, oh, y'all popping just like us.
But I think that's
the
America.
Music, the food, the clothes.
They know
the
about
cars,
fufu
they
now.
Got Ferraris out there. Like, they popping just like us. WizKid is popping. Sure. Burner Boy, pop. Like,
DeVito. Tim's.
On. Thank you.
Yeah, but I think that's Black people all the way across the board, regardless of whatever continent or country you're from. They want to broadcast the negative side of us, right? Mm. So,
shout out to my boy, our boy Ray. Yeah. He did Top Boy. He was one of the directors on Top Boy. Top Boy is crazy. If you haven't watched Top Boy,
okay.
And a lot of those guys come from Africa. I think they were in Nigeria. One of the episodes was he in Nigeria? I may be
probably Lagos.
That's Nigeria.
Yeah,
I may be wrong with like which country, but I know DeShane went to Africa. I don't remember what country. But then he went back to London to set up the shop. that whole London flow, that's that whole London like swag is African. On that side. So it's like you gotta tip your hat off to them.
So growing up, did you always want to do the fire department thing?
I just wanted to be in uniform. My parents were in the military, in the army. I was actually supposed to go in the Air Force. I wanted to be a doctor. Okay.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. Shout out to my mother. She 25 years in the army.
Oh,
she
shout out, mom.
Retired. Yeah. Amazing. Thank you very much. But so I looked up to her. I used to look at my mother, put on her uniform, her BDUs, have her hair slicked back in a ponytail.
What
just
rank?
Natural.
Was she retired?
When she retired, she was an E7, which was Sergeant First Class.
Nice.
Yeah. And I used to think she was so beautiful. My mother would come home in her uniform, cook dinner, make sure my brothers and I were good. I thought she was so beautiful. And I was like, I want to be like that. Independent, strong woman.
Mm.
Doing her own thing, right? Mm-hmm. So I was going to go in the Air Force. I was going to sign papers on a Saturday. September 11th happened on a Tuesday.
Wow.
My parents was like, nah, you going to college the traditional way. Because I wanted to do the Air Force. I would have a career. I wouldn't have to worry about where I'm going to live. They would pay for my school and everything. Literally that close from Tuesday to Saturday.
Mm.
So, wind up going to Morgan State University. Big up, MSU Bears.
Morgan's an animal.
Yes, yeah. But the fire department is the next best thing. I honestly, it sounds so cliche. I really wanted to serve my community and serve people.
And that's the best way you know you could do it.
Yeah, outside of going in the military. Absolutely, absolutely. So, I love what I do. I love my people. And I love my city.
How much time you got on?
Well, I'm going on my fourth year. I started a little late. I was in business, but I'm grateful.
That's dope.
Yeah, thank you.
That's crazy. You have somebody that is in business and now, you know, is serving the community.
Ooh, when I first started the Fire Academy.
How was that?
Was it a good awakening?
Oh my gosh. I was like, what did I sign up for? You can't do this. I took a huge pay cut.
Really?
I'm just like, I ain't never do anything physical since basketball in high school. I'm carrying ladders, wearing our uniforms. That's 80 pounds of gear. Mm-hmm. On, I'm like, what am I doing? I'm running to a fire. I'm climbing in and out of windows, carrying axes and saws, going up the radio ladder, which is on the back of the fire truck. I'm like, oh my God.
But like a workout.
A workout? That's an understatement. That's an understatement.
Understatement.
But when that adrenaline rushing through your body, you train to go, I'm sure the same thing in y'all.
Yeah,
because
you want to save lives.
Yeah. That's the number one thing. And, you know, you got to be fearless. So I really do love to serve. Like I said, I know that sounds cliche, but I do. I love to serve, make sure people are good.
How's the call volume? Are you busy like that?
Busy? What? My firehouse, they used to call it the retirement home. Like, we ain't get no calls. Oh, my gosh. All we get is calls.
Those days are over now.
Those days are over. Those days are over. Do you understand? We work 24-hour shifts. When we come in the morning, after I check my air bottle and sanitize everything, I'm like, I want to take a nap because I don't know if I'm going to get one throughout the day. I'm taking a nap at 8 in the morning because we're going to be busy. Yeah, the call volume is crazy. I don't think people really understand what 911 is for.
Mm.
Yeah.
Really?
It's for emergencies.
What's the funniest call you've been on?
Oh my gosh.
And I want to say a lot of therapy sessions.
Yeah.
If not, yeah, I've had therapy sessions, definitely. You see a lot of stuff. I think, man, the craziest call I had, it was funny. It was sad, but it was funny. Lady called unresponsive guy. We walk in the house. It's in the wintertime. It's a guy laying on the floor. He's in a leather jacket, some boots, and some jeans. And she's like, yeah, he's been laying here all night. He ain't moving. What you think is wrong with him? So my lieutenant goes and feels his pulse and touch him. And he's like, ma'am, he's frozen. She's like, what, you need me get a heater or a blanket or something?
Mm.
He's like, what? No.
Might be a little too late for that.
Nah,
no, baby. Rigor mortis. He's stiff because he's dead.
Right.
She's like, y'all can't shock him or nothing.
Damn.
No. At this point,
she wanted him alive.
She wanted him. We were like, so, man, what happened? What made you call us 7 o'clock this morning? Yeah. Well, last night when I came home, he was sitting on the steps, bleeding from the head, foaming from the mouth. He couldn't walk. So I dragged him in here because it was snowing outside. And I left him right here. And I went upstairs to get in the bed with the heater.
Uh-huh.
And then I came back down here and this is how he was. He ain't moving.
Mm.
Ma'am, why didn't you call 911 last night?
When you saw the blood.
Mm-hmm. She said, because he wasn't blue. Ain't that a good sign?
Oh, wow.
Boom.
Wow. Man, we're gonna wait for the police to come.
Yeah,
yeah.
I want to apologize for all the
Baltimore city. He transitioned.
She went upstairs, got in the bed, while she left this man downstairs in the living room to die in a leather jacket and some Timbs.
Right, foaming out the mouth and blood all over.
Yeah, but he wasn't blue, so that was the good sign.
That was a good sign that he was all right.
Mm-hmm.
I want to apologize to other people from around the world. Baltimore City is a very different place than anywhere you've ever been in your
yeah.
life.
Yeah.
Please call your NH before
like
you come in.
Yeah. Well, they mean yes. well.
Because yes, she did call us.
And she brought him in.
Please
she
get him a Baltimore City translator
yeah,
before you send him.
She did. Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah, he was bleeding
that's
from me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, not to mention when we came in the house, there was a big tin can with a wood and it was burning fire. I guess that was their heat. And we're like, yeah, we'll probably be back for that later on. But anyway, what's the call we're here for?
Right.
Inside the house.
Inside the house. I mean, BG&E is kind of high. But I would not advise you to take a tin can and burn some wood in the house for heat.
What side of the city was
it? I don't want to talk about
it. Okay, gotcha.
But it was in a city.
But it happened somewhere.
Yeah. He went to the upper room. Anyway, God bless his soul.
That's a good one.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I know you guys have funny stories too.
Yeah, let me ask you something. Like, in uniform, like, mm-hmm. while you're working.
Yeah.
What's the funniest, like, hit on line you ever been hit on?
An intoxicated patient that was like, you think you're smart, don't you, with your flat ass.
What?
Sir, my ass is not that flat, okay? I know I have hips, which give the illusion that I have an ass, but I have some type of cuffage back there. Thank you.
Okay.
That was funny. Okay. I wasn't offended by that. It was funny.
Absolutely. Right.
Or a drunk patient rapping, like a 70-year-old white guy rapping California Love to me.
Oh, how about that?
Mm-hmm. While he was still in his own vomit.
Wow.
Yeah. That was
funny. Like Narcan.
Jeez.
Was it Narcan?
He was just drunk. He was just drunk. No Narcan was administered that day to him at that time.
Because I'm sure you see a lot. Because like we see things, but like, well, we hand it off to you guys.
Right.
When patients cuss us out.
Different world.
After we give them Narcan, they be mad you take them out there high.
Uh-huh.
You know, Narcan is to reverse opioid mm-hmm. overdose, right? Mm-hmm. And they'll wake up and they be like, what the hell are you doing here? We're like, ma'am, you overdosed. No, I didn't. I was taking a nap. You was about to take a nap with the Lord if we didn't give you this oxygen and Narcan. Right. I was sleepy. It's hot outside. Well, you're inside. Why are you passed out and only breathing like at, I don't know, 8 breaths a minute? You know, you're about to die. Yeah, they get mad at us. Or they try to run from us if we giving them Narcan. They be nodding off. Yeah, it's crazy. But you know what? I love my city. I love you guys. We're here to serve you.
It's happening in every city. So
it is. It is. But is it happening at the rapid rate it is here in Baltimore?
Got a point there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's not
Baltimore special. Special
very,
in many ways.
Very.
It's special, but like, we love it.
Do we? Yeah, we do. We love it.
We
yeah,
love
we're
the,
here.
The city. The city.
Yeah.
Because this town, man, it grabs you.
Yeah. We were just talking about good food. Let's talk about good stuff here.
Let's talk about it.
Amazing food here in Baltimore. Yeah, we're definitely known for our crab cakes and crabs. Do you guys like crabs? Crab cakes?
I like crab cakes.
You like crab cakes?
Yeah. I'm not into the crab cracking the crabs.
It takes too much work.
And see, a lot of New Yorkers say that. Too they feel like cracking crabs is an activity. Y'all eat sunflower seeds?
Same thing.
But it's easier.
Yeah.
Okay, but listen, you're going to get a better surprise after you crack open the shell with a crab dipping in some butter.
Like you got to eat certain things. You can't eat that. Then there's the this.
Even like the what is this, a soft crab sandwich?
Yeah, soft crab. You ain't got to pick that. You just bite into it.
No.
Why? What happened? What? I said no.
It's flakes
in the shell. Yeah.
No, but it's soft. It's edible. You just
it's
take
no.
a bite out of
but
it.
But it's
just
flakes.
Eat it.
But
it's good.
But it like, it hit, it sliced your gums.
It hit different.
What?
I sliced my gums in it.
What? But did you die?
I didn't.
Exactly.
You
did.
But it don't taste. You know
it
what?
Do.
It's getting a and little on the most side for me. Because I can't even talk about, you know, I'm just going to leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, remember those times we used to like go through the garbage cans?
What?
And it's like after the crab. Remember when like we'll be searching.
Let me pour some more. What are y'all talking about?
A little bit more in there. What are we looking at?
Yeah, before he co-signed.
Right.
Back in the day when you used to do trash pools.
Oh, trash pool. Yeah, okay.
Y'all was finding a lot of crabs.
You know, you get the crab.
It takes away from it. It's like, wow,
I get it. You had a great
time. Okay, how about crab legs? Like snow crab legs?
All day.
Easy.
All right. It's a lot of crab boil.
Right.
But you know what? The legs, the snow crab legs are amazing. But it's that body, that lump crab meat. You know what? We all going to get some bomb crabs.
Okay, let's do that.
Seriously. It is really an activity here in Baltimore. You sit on your front stoop, you sit on your porch, you sit on your patio, your backyard, whatever. You get some crabs, you get some beer, you talk your smack, you got your butter, whatever your concoctions are. Some people just go hard. They be like, I don't need no butter. Just eat it straight up with some Old Bay.
Huh?
Just have some high blood pressure.
Like straight like that.
All that sodium.
Just have all that.
Yeah.
Like, I appreciate it because it's the vibe in the town.
Yeah, it's definitely an activity.
But it's like, you know,
yeah, somebody
it's a beautiful lunch, thing. Yeah. Like, I love, I mean, if I could speak freely for you, we love watching y'all do it.
No, y'all don't. Y'all crack go back to New York and talk about us.
It's a beautiful thing. Yeah. And it's amazing.
You know what I love?
Y'all do it.
Okay.
I love the Ravens home game. Every Friday, it's like purple.
Yeah.
That I do, though.
I love that.
Yeah.
When I first got here and I saw that, I had that, like, that's it's a ritual every Friday at night at home.
The football support is amazing. I could see, like, why people become Raven fans. I went to a Raven fan last year. I mean, a game last year when, like, Lamar won the game towards the end. I have it on my phone. I could send it to you. And I'm like, and then the crowd, the stadium, just erupt.
Go crazy.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yes.
So much
this
love.
This is it. It's like, you feel that love.
Yeah.
And I could get why, like, everyone wears, you know, the Purple Fridays and this and that. Because it's an amazing town.
They got to get a little better this season.
I mean, listen, we've been having to go hard for the Orioles for so many years. And look how many games they've won.
I mean, they've been doing all
right. So now we got the Ravens.
I mean, you know, everybody's doing their thing. Like,
I don't even like football, and I root for the Ravens. I used to root for the Steelers. I'm sorry. I'm from Baltimore. It wasn't because it's the Steelers. It's because
I got a question.
Troy Polamalu played on it, and he's fine. He's from Hawaii.
Oh, with the little hair.
But I'm married now. That's my old days back
old
when
days.
I was single.
Right.
Okay. My husband,
right.
He earned
Troy,
that.
you missed your shot.
Hey, boo-boo. Because
you missed it.
My husband.
She's right, boo at home.
Uh-huh.
Fire. Let me ask you a question.
Hello.
On the police.
Right.
On the police side,
yeah.
When the Ravens are playing, no activity, and we thank the town for that.
What, really?
Is it the same way on your side?
Absolutely not. Yeah. Only time there was no activity was during COVID because people were scared to go to the hospital. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When the Ravens are playing, like there's no, the calls are to
it's
a minimum, and,
really?
And we quiet. Love it. Yeah, it's quiet.
I would say, as a former court commissioner, I used to love working on Sundays.
Really?
Why? Working Monday mornings.
Because everybody could watch the game. We could be at work with the phones out, watching. Because, you know, guaranteed from 1 to like 7 or 8.
That is crazy.
I think like,
let them lose, they bring in a bunch.
I'm going to observe that and let you guys know.
That's the beauty of the town. Like, when the Ravens are playing, it's like the city's in harmony. We're like synced in. There's no.
Best time to go shopping.
It's like everyone has a goal. And it's like for us, it's like, wow.
It's perfect because Sundays, we can all eat breakfast as a unit.
Yes.
As a shift.
Yes.
You don't got to worry about no calls.
Yes.
Wow.
Yo, it's crickets on the radio.
Oh, my God.
And then 1 o'clock, we go get some lunch, watch the game.
What?
Yeah.
That is so, it's, even, wow. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Even like the ops are like, yo.
Yo, we going in. We chilling. Everybody going, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so that score.
What do ops mean? I be hearing the rap songs. What that mean?
The ops.
The opposition.
Yeah.
Oh, because I just found out what a bando was when we had a patient. They was like, they're over there in the bando. I'm like, what? The bando. That makes sense.
Funny.
Anyway, go ahead. Back
to
ops.
That was the Aberdeen.
Back to the ops. You know, the guys that are selling drugs.
Yeah.
The guys that are in this town, the guys that are selling drugs will go to a guy in a uniform if you're cool. Okay. If you have that rapport.
Right.
I'm speaking about us.
Mm-hmm.
They will come up to us and be like, yo, y'all saw the score?
Right.
And it's like, fam.
Like you said, it's
what you do.
Unity.
And it's like, We're all in harmony.
You and Atiwa, that's a unity.
All day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The queen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Well, we don't have that, but I'm glad that you guys do, because y'all need to break some way, shape, or
form. Yeah, but you know what? When the Ravens play, check it out. If you're working on a Sunday, just see what the call volume be.
I have.
If you could chill a little bit.
No, we have the fires.
Okay.
Right after breakfast.
Who's burning anything out there?
Plenty of people smoking cigarettes in the bed, leaving candles on. Had a blind guy trying to cook. Whole apartment.
What?
Yeah.
A blind guy trying to cook.
Yeah. Not saying blind people can't cook. Listen, I watched the movie, right? Ray Charles was in there cooking up some fried chicken, right?
Right.
But this person, he just, I don't know.
I think I would be more upset of a blind guy. No, I would be more upset of the guy that's smoking a cigarette in the bedroom rather than the guy that's cooking.
I don't know. Fires start all kind of crazy.
Smoke outside, bro.
Just say no to cigarettes. It's terrible.
It's not good for you.
It's
not a good habit.
Not at all. Frank and it's expensive.
Frank Sinatra smoked them, so.
Yeah, and that was like in the, 40s and 50s. Cigarettes are expensive. 10 years ago when I lived in New York, cigarettes was like $20 in the city.
Right.
I can only imagine how much they are now. I haven't priced them, but I know they're expensive.
Like $78.
Oh my God.
For a carton, man.
What?
Yeah.
Now, I know people used to love to come down to Aberdeen and get them from like the PX or the commissary, the stores on the Army base because it was a little cheaper.
Oh, yeah. Indian reservations, too.
Really?
Yeah.
You know of Indian reservations?
They sell their own, you know.
What?
You can't go in there.
That's a whole different world.
It's a different ballpark, yeah.
Wow. You know, I have that on my birth certificate that I'm
you Indian?
Part Indian. Yeah, it's really on my birth certificate. Cherokee and Blackfoot.
I see it in the hair and shit.
No, that's not mine, but
not sure.
No, but I'm gonna show you my edge, the baby hair, right?
Okay.
All that.
I mean, but it's you though.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Ain't no shame in it. I'm a firefighter. We gotta wash our hair after every fire. You think I got time to be doing my hair?
Yeah.
I don't. I just got time to wash the smoke out.
What was like your biggest like?
That was bold. That's what I'm saying.
Y'all don't think about that? Like, after every fire, like, we put out the fire, then we got to pull all of the hundreds of feet of water hose out. Like, every 50 feet, you got to unscrew it or whatever and drain it, and then we got to fold it and put it back on a fire engine. Then we come back to the firehouse, and we have a certain amount of time to take a shower, to wash all that stuff out, put on new uniforms.
Begins.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ain't a glamorous job. Ain't nobody got time to try to be cute.
In your house, how many women are there?
Wow, I think it's only two. It's me, and it's actually another girl there named Pamela. She spells her name with an I, I'm with an E.
Hi, Pam.
Yeah.
What a coincidence.
Yeah, but on my shift, it's only four of us, so I'm the only female.
That's what
I call myself the house mama, because I cook.
Like gang, gang.
Are you?
Yeah.
You know how to cook?
Yes, I hate cooking, but I cook, and I cook very well. Me.
What's the go-to at the house that you throw together?
What are we doing?
Some Alfredo from scratch, because it ain't nothing but some.
Why y'all love pasta so much?
Because it's quick. And it's heavy, and if across the street the chicken box place is closed, it's quick. Oh, pizza! They love bringing in some pizza, Popeyes, and pasta.
No, I'm talking about like when you're home.
Oh, when I'm home,
with Papa Bear and shit.
Oh man,
with your husband,
like the cook
shit. Everything. I'm half Jamaican too.
She's married.
Married, yeah. I cook whatever. My husband is so Southern. Let me tell you, I just started making neck bones, y'all.
What?
Exactly. I ain't even know neck bones had meat on it. And they cheap. I go right in Wegmans, looking hood as I don't know what, buying a pack of neck bones.
Wait, they got neck bones.
They got neck bones in Wegmans. A big old pack. Put it in a crock pot with some seasoning and all that good stuff. Right. And some onions.
In there. What did you
let it sit?
No, I just cook it by itself and make a side with it. You know what I mean? I got to let the neck bones have its own, you know.
Hit it with some spinach.
Some spinach? What?
Huh?
No.
What do you mean, so?
He's Dominican. Don't worry.
Oh, okay.
Wait, you can't do neck bones and spinach?
Listen.
Shout out to The Rock. The tequila's definitely kicking in.
Right.
That's like me going in the hood to a Chinese spot. I was like, can I get brown rice? And it was fried rice. I was like, I asked for brown rice. They like, the rice is brown. You know, so now he's talking about some spinach with some neck bones.
Hey, yo. Triple C, help me, please.
Hey, yo.
You can't do spinach with neck bones?
Don't even say it again.
I'm just thinking.
Thank you.
I'm thinking of protein.
No, we'll talk after.
With the vegetables.
Yeah, we'll talk after. Yeah, don't do that.
Blah, blah, blah. No, no, like some collard greens.
That's why I said green.
Some rice, yeah. Some kale.
Mac and cheese.
The spinach, it's a different kind of green. Spinach is like stuff that white people put in their shakes and stuff.
I like collard greens.
In your shakes?
Whatever. That's kale.
Exactly.
I'm with all Thank that. You. Yeah. I'm with all that.
You're actually not. Anyway, so some neck bones, some macaroni and cheese or something like that. And I mean, some turkey wings. Yeah, yeah. But I make the oxtails when they go back down in prices.
I was getting ready to ask you that.
Yeah, the oxtails.
I'm on my business.
How long do you cook the oxtails for?
Oh, man, you got to have them simmering for a couple of hours. Some people put them in the pressure cooker to cook it quicker. I love putting stuff in a crock pot.
Old school.
Yeah.
Let that thing sit for a couple
let
hours.
Sit. Let it do what it
I
do.
I want it off the bone.
Straight off but the bone.
I don't know because I said whatever I said.
Because he said spinach.
I know. Listen.
Shaking my head.
There's no going back.
Yo, bougie. Thank you. Thank you for the crickets.
So listen.
You do spinach with your chicken box?
Listen, don't even do it.
So pepper, ketchup, hot sauce?
Right.
Can I have some four wings and spinach?
Wow.
And half and half?
So with the oxtails, what are we making with that?
Y'all said spinach.
She said spinach.
He said spinach with neck bones. So.
And she was like, what?
I'd rather him say string beans, corn,
right?
Spinach.
When you said what, he looked at me like
bok choy, but spinach.
That's why I said he's Dominican. It's all
we
good.
Know. We see.
Yeah, it's all good.
Wow.
Yo, he said spinach. Beans.
I didn't know before.
Wow.
If you just said gravy, I'd have like no doubt. Yeah.
He said what?
Nice, if you said a nice gravy sauce, okay, I.
I didn't know. I'm just saying.
Even like a callaloo. A callaloo, like that's a West Indian thing.
I like spinach.
Spinach is in callaloo. But spinach is banned from the day. The next time you say spinach, you got to take a shot.
Yeah, just don't say it.
Because that word is banned from the show for the rest of the
day. For
ma'am,
tonight.
Yes, ma'am. Ma'am, yes, ma'am.
Anyway, with the oxtails, real vegetables, rice and peas, some cabbage. My cabbage is fire. Let me tell you, cooking is a chore to me. I don't like cooking. Cabbage. Everybody loves my food. The only time I enjoy cooking is for Thanksgiving. Okay. I do it like old school Big Mama. I got the turkey, the homemade mashed potatoes. I snap them little raggedy peas like Martin said Gina did. I snap the peas, string beans and all that stuff. Cook it with the neck bone. All that.
You're from Baltimore. What's the one thing you got to have for Thanksgiving?
Oh my God, what? Ham? Sweet potatoes?
No, what's the one thing that we have in this area that a lot of people don't eat? Sauerkraut.
Oh, yeah. People don't eat sauerkraut?
Yeah.
Sauerkraut with what?
Oh, I love sauerkraut.
I love sauerkraut.
No, but it's a, what I didn't Baltimore know Sun did a whole article about it. It's a German dish. Really? It's a German dish.
Yeah, we know that. Yeah. But with what, though?
No. So for Thanksgiving, a lot of people, like, when you're like, yo, I'm going to get, you know, you get your yams, you get the center for blah, blah, blah. Like, sauerkraut. People are like, what the hell is sauerkraut? I'm like, I thought everybody eats sauerkraut.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, my gosh.
But everybody doesn't.
I guess sauerkraut.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Everybody doesn't. It's to certain areas, because if it was a heavy German population in those areas or Polish, then that's a German dish.
Dang it. I love sauerkraut. I'll even put it on a hot dog if I'm that desperate and have to eat it from 7-Eleven at 3 in the morning because I'm at work. But anyway, that's another story. Don't judge me. Thank you. But sauerkraut is amazing.
Wow.
Because I saw your face. Like,
yes.
Yeah, I mean, I ate a hot dog. Yeah. I ate a glizzy.
Yeah.
Pause. But I'm a girl. I'm a woman.
You can say that. You can say
but
that.
But still pause.
You good. No, no, it's not pause.
No, because I work with the fellas. I'm with the bros. Pause.
Pause on us. There's no pause on you.
Just depends on how you eat the glizzy.
What happened with the glizzy?
With sauerkraut.
And then what else?
How you eat it.
And then what else?
Anyway, basically sauerkraut,
break
right?
Break it up.
Yeah, you got to break it up.
Break it up.
Yeah, I can't just like straight.
Don't do that.
No. No me gusta. I know.
Okay, good.
Un poquito español.
Yo, she's in.
Right.
No me gusta.
No me gusta. Yeah. But no, sauerkraut, I really didn't know that you put me on to something. My aunt makes a banging sauerkraut. I've been trying to match hers. We be tearing that up.
Just type in Baltimore Sun.
Wow. Mind blown.
So,
not I ain't gonna say the word. Go ahead.
We passed that. Okay. So where did the music come in?
Music.
Was that
my God.
Always a hobby of yours?
Right, because you're like a phenomenal DJ in the town.
Thank you. I appreciate it. No, it's so crazy. My grandfather had his own record label. My grandfather and all his sons, my uncles, they all play musical instruments. My grandfather was in a quartet group. He played the keyboard, piano, bass guitar, drums. So I grew up playing the drums. I followed behind my grandfather and loved to watch my uncles at jam sessions, play the drums in church and everything. My uncle was a DJ. He used to DJ on a gospel station here, Radio 1, Spirit 1400. Shout out to my uncle, DJ Soul.
DJ Soul.
And I said, Uncle, teach me how to DJ. And he taught me how to DJ. I would go over his house, practice DJing. Then one day we was at a cookout. He was DJing. He was like, hey, I got to run to the car. Can you hold down the fort for me? And I was like, all right. Then the song was going off and I'm looking for him. Like, I don't know what to do next. And I had to figure it out and started DJing from there.
So that what happened? Like, he said, hold down the fort.
Mm-hmm. And the song was going out and I was
what
like,
what song was it?
I think it was.
Do you remember?
I think it was a Trey Songz song.
So what did you do to like continue the party?
I looked for another song. I was like
typing what did in you do? Computer. Like, did you type? Did you?
Yeah, I had to type. See, when I started, they had just came out with the CDs, the CDJs. Okay, so they just stopped using the vinyl as much. And they had Serato. So Serato, a lot of people think just because everything is digital now that it's easier to DJ. The only part that's easier is that you don't have to carry a whole bunch of crates of records. Right. It is still the same concept.
I used to carry those crates.
You did? Wow. Still it was lots of them. Thank God for, you know, your external hard drive. So music now is MP3. Word?
Shout out to him.
Wow. Look at you. Okay. Yeah. No, yeah. Music is on MP3 forms. You was on a documentary?
What documentary?
For about the Rough Riders.
Oh, no. I was like, I was a little kid. I was like 14, 15, 16 years old.
Oh, okay.
No, but like back to you, like.
No, seriously, the music was like, it's on MP3 like form. So you just carry the external hard drive, which is like really dope. So you do that. You have the system is called Serato. That is the system you download on your laptop. You pay for that. And you have controllers, which are now your turntables. So what happens is the app on your computer called Serato, it reads the MP3 files, the music, and it feeds it to your controllers. All of that is connected, and that's how you DJ. So it's still the same concept. You still got to blend your music. You still got to know how to scratch. You still got to know how to bring music in, you know, from your left deck, right deck.
You still have to
know
how to DJ.
Yes. The only thing that has changed is that you don't have to carry the crates. That's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
What's your favorite genre of music?
Oh, wow. Oh,
great question.
I love, I'm a cornball. I love neo soul, and because I'm half Jamaican, I love dancehall. All
right. So what is your name again?
DJ P. Chris.
Okay, so what is your opening and what is your closing sound
for
your audience?
That's hard.
What is your signature opening and closing that you're known for?
I don't think it's necessarily...
Your signature.
I don't think I have a signature opening and closing.
Why not? You got to command the crowd.
No, let me tell you why.
Talk to me.
Because I do something that a lot of DJs can't do. And they're great DJs. They're DJs that are really good with being able to scratch and listen to new music. But there are very few DJs who can read their crowd. Some people just play for themselves. They play the music that they want to hear, that they like.
That they think is pumping.
Right.
That the crowd would jam.
Yeah. But I got to thank you. You got to feel your vibe, your atmosphere, the people. You know what I mean? Like if I'm at a restaurant, I DJ different restaurants here, right? If I'm in a restaurant, it's not a club. But I know people, like if I'm at brunch, they want to hear more upbeat music, but it's not a club, so I'm not going to be in there playing no trap music or whatever, right? But then at the same time, if it's a Friday night, they might want to hear a little bit more, not necessarily trap music, because once again, it's a restaurant. I'm playing a little bit more upbeat. If I'm in a club, if I'm in the hood, if I'm doing, I do a lot of commercial events like Nike, downtown locker room, stuff like that. You want to cater to all genres of music.
Of course.
So my favorite thing is, if it could be a signature, is to throw in something that other people, they rarely play. Like I might throw in some Prince, I Would Die For You, right? Yeah. And then throw on some Jay-Z, Party Life.
Yeah.
Something like that. Take them out like, ooh, I'm thinking about that. Or some Bootsy Collins, I'd Rather Be With You, ooh, yeah. Yeah. Or some Mary Jane, something like that.
No, that's dope.
Yeah.
But you know what? If you could,
thank you.
That'd be... Because every DJ is known for something.
Mm-hmm.
So a good signature, even before and closing, you know, to add to the repertoire, should be like, yo, I already know who DJing. That's how I know it.
I think it's my neo soul because I'm able to finesse that and put that in there. And I think the fact that I bring a sexiness to the atmosphere, and I'm not talking about physical appearance. I just mean the mood.
Yeah.
Where the stuff that I play make you just feel good, make you want to dress up, make
feel
you
good music.
Yeah.
Make you want to get up and do a two-step.
Yes,
or two.
Absolutely. It don't make you want to twerk. It just make you want to do a two-step and sway, like and feel take good. You back to a good time.
That grown up.
Absolutely.
You know, that grown
That's
up
me.
Vibe.
That's me. Yeah.
That's
so,
dope.
Yeah.
Thank How long you been DJing for?
Probably about 12, 13 years now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What introducing to DJ?
Like I said, it was my uncle, but here's the crazy part. I used to work for Radio 1, so I did promotions before him. So I used to be at the parties, collecting emails for people, putting up the posters and the banners, handing out the flyers. I've been
the promotional side.
I've been doing parties since I was 13. So people
knew
me. You
did the groundwork.
Did the groundwork. So with me DJing, people looked at that like, that's an easy fit. She already does the party stuff. Put her in with DJing. And it was easy to kind of control the crowd.
That's dope.
Yeah, so it's love. You know, I don't really enjoy doing the clubs as much now because the club scene has changed.
Right.
Especially here in Baltimore City. I mean, I want to give a big shout out to the clubs that were like popping like 10 years ago, right? You had your... before 10 years ago, almost 20 years ago, you had your Club One, you had your Hammer Jacks, you had Eden's Lounge, E Villa, Red Maple,
Red Maple, wow,
Milan. I used to DJ in Milan, all of that stuff. That's when Baltimore had like variety, and I'm not knocking anybody's club or venue now, but I'm just saying we had more variety back then. You could go on a whole strip on Boston Street, you had Good Love, all of those different clubs you could hop around, really, like. Kind of felt like you were in Atlanta or somewhere where you can just walk up and down the street and go to different parties. You know, right now we only kind of have like Fed Hill and Canton. Yeah, that's a more diverse community, but the sexiness, it used to be like Boston Street and like Eden's Lounge and stuff like that.
That's dope.
Yeah. I miss that. We miss that here in Baltimore. Like now, the only time people that's 30, 35 and older going to come out is like for signature events or for happy hour or brunch.
Right, signature events.
Yeah. Nobody wants to go out every week anyway, though. First of all, it's too expensive. Two, the city is just different. People don't respect each other anymore. Mm-hmm. Back then, people, we would go out, we would party. It didn't matter what you had on. I mean, you're going to dress up and look nice, but now it's like labels and how I look and my hair and my shoes and my car. Everybody's on their phone taking pictures and stuff. Instagram. No, we used to party and have a good
really
time.
Really have a good time.
Yeah.
And sweat that. And oh, just be. And by the time you got home, you was good and tired.
Good and tired. Okay.
Yeah,
it didn't matter. Everybody was like, it's like cheers. Everybody know your name. Even if I didn't know you, I'm going to show you love. It's going to be respect. You ain't have to look over your shoulder like, oh, somebody going to do something to me. Right. We all here for the same thing. Have a good time.
See y'all next one.
Basically.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I have a lot of friends from social media, like Twitter, and from going out to parties and clubs because you would see the same people. Nice. And you really became friends with them over
you
the years.
You build that rapport.
Absolutely. So
what's the future holder for Ms. DJ? What is it?
P. Chris. You can just call me Chris. Yeah. My name is Pamela Christina, so P. Chris. When I would get in trouble as a kid, my parents, grandparents would be like, Pamela Christina!
Get your full government.
Whole government. Yeah, so I'm just like, people call me Chris or call me P.
What's the future? Honestly, what do you see yourself in the next 5-10 years? Especially with the DJ thing, because we know, you know, you're a first-line responder.
Besides, like, doing all the Silverback parties.
Right. Honestly, I want to continue to do things like this. Podcast, YouTube, to be honest. You know, continue to be...
truth.
Yeah, like, I love music. I'm always love music. It's not my thing to be in clubs. I don't want to be in parties all the time. Right. I'm a wife. I have my own family. And I want to continue to build with that and nurture that, right? But, I definitely would. I enjoy this, being around good people, talking about good stuff, just being yourself.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely. So that's kind of what I see.
That's dope.
Yeah.
How can the people reach out to you?
You can follow me on Instagram, DJ P Chris. That's P and Chris, C H R I S. Also on Twitter, DJ P Chris. Facebook, that's for personal family and friends, but it's Pamela Christina on there. You can email me, djpchris@gmail.com. That's where you can find me.
That's it. All the parties. Hit her up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Listen, we appreciate you coming through.
Thank you so much. Absolutely. I appreciate being here. You guys are lots of fun.
It's amazing. You got to come back.
Oh, I definitely will be back.
You got to come back because I want to talk about some more cooking.
Yeah, and I definitely want to find out what goes with spinach. That's what we need to know.
A lot of
things. And non-collard greens.
Neck bones and spinach. I'm going to try that for my husband, and I'm going to let you know how that works out.
I'm bugging.
He's going to be very upset.
For real?
Yeah. Yeah, for real.
Okay. He said neck bones. We're going to talk about that all.
Spinach. Bro.
You want to get some shout-outs before we finish this up?
Just shout out to my family, Baltimore City Fire Department. Love my family over there, you know what I mean? Baltimore City just in general. And of course, my husband, Mike.
All right, Mr. Mike. That's what's up, dog.
Love you, love you.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much.
Nah, thank you. My peoples, another phenomenal episode. I want to thank our sister, P. Chris, coming out. Yo, she's amazing. She's a firefighter and she DJs. She's got a family. She's just a beautiful light that shines through. And that's all we want is this peace and bridging the gap for everybody. We love you. We appreciate you. Dre.
Peace and love.
Triple C.
Blessed are the peacemakers.
All right, y'all. We love y'all. Be safe. See you next week. That was dope.
Expressed on the Silverback Chronicles podcast are those of the hosts, producers, and or the guest appearing on the program. They do not reflect the views and opinions of the federal, state, or local government. This includes but not exclusive to the Department of Defense, Homeland, and the Baltimore City Police Department. The Silverback Chronicles podcast with Dre, Big H, and Triple C. Hit the subscribe button, like and comment.